Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Nellie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Rob Bonham, market leader for BDO Digital at BDO USA. And Rob is back to speak with us today about the transformative role of, you guessed it, AI, in modern retail strategies and how this technology can be leveraged for customer acquisition and retention. He's going to help us explore the innovative ways that AI is reshaping demand generation from personalized content recommendations to sophisticated pattern recognition. I'm super excited about this topic. Welcome back, Rob.
Thanks, Natalie. We should continue to do this, don't you think?
Absolutely, 100%. So before we get to the how, and for our listeners that may have missed the previous episodes that we've had, and we've done a series on demand generation, is AI used for demand generation?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would encourage those that maybe didn't listen to the last series that we did to go back and look at that, because, you know, we're going to talk about artificial intelligence and the role it plays today. But there's a lot certainly that leads up to the use of AI. And we made a point in the last series to talk about data. Data is a big part of artificial intelligence, so we can't, you know, go without mentioning that. So in answer to your question, yeah, it definitely plays a big role or an increasing role in acquisition and retention and other aspects of retailers' business. And my sense is that those that are listening, either if they're not fully engulfed in artificial intelligence already, they probably have used some aspect of it in some of the tools that they use, because, you know, we all have used AI for years, but maybe not have called it artificial intelligence. Siri on my iPhone is a great example of that.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us, I don't think there's a single company, and we're here to talk about retailers, but there's not a single company that is not looking to improve on their acquisition and retention of customers.
Yep.
How is AI used in the acquisition and retention of customers? Today, let's focus specifically on retail.
Yeah. And again, this is a topic that we can spend a whole episode just talking about this. But, you know, let's break this down into the two areas that we're talking about for retailers. So one is the acquisition of new customers. And there's, you know, a handful of things that AI plays a role in, you know, starting with targeted advertising. So artificial intelligence, the algorithms that are built into that can analyze consumer data to start to identify patterns and preferences and things of that nature that allows a retailer to create, you know, more highly targeted ad campaigns. We'll talk about personalization here in a minute. That, you know, kind of the next layer of that is predictive analytics. And that's a little different because it's using historical data to start to predict future buying patterns and behaviors. So again, looking backwards to predict what's going to happen in the future. Personalization. Anyone that listens to any marketing podcasts are hearing the term personalization at scale, but personalization, right message to the right person at the right time, continues to be important. AI can really start to enhance that by helping customize product or service recommendations. You know, that's using an interesting part of that is it's using an individual's browsing patterns. What are they looking at online and things of that nature? So particularly for those that are in e-commerce, chatbots, you know, most companies, retailers are using websites. And today, a lot of those websites include bots that are either to perform customer service type of functions or to help in, you know, closing orders. And then lastly, on the acquisition front is SEO optimization. So artificial intelligence analyzes search patterns. You know, where do we go? What are we looking at? Things of that nature. And it can help retailers start to optimize the content, particularly around keywords. to improve their visibility in search engines and in attracting more traffic to their site. So that's the acquisition. So that's new business coming in. What about keeping customers that you already have? Customer segmentation becomes really important. So that's when you can start to segment your customers, because now they're customers, you've got them in the door, based on their behavior and their preferences, it allows you to start to tailor your communication and offers. So that's an important part. But what about the opposite end of that? I think in one of our previous episodes, we talked about how hard it is once you get a bad review or something like that to get somebody back on the positive side. So AI helps in that regard in terms of looking at churn predictions. So machine learning can start to model and analyze customer behavior to identify those signs about somebody might be walking out the door and not buying from you any longer. So that's a big part of this, is keeping that customer. Sentiment analysis, that's customer feedback via social media. Loyalty programs. Most of our retail clients have a loyalty program of some sort. And you can start to look at interactions between the customer and the company and their purchase history and things of that nature to start personalizing rewards. You know, dynamic pricing is obviously one. And then lastly, talking about bots again, using AI to enhance your customer service.
So, and listen, I completely get the whole idea. Like, I could search for something on a search engine, and then the next day or the same day, I will get a series of different retail ads appearing in my, whether it's Instagram feed or whatever else I'm looking at, without even doing anything, going to the website, just doing a search of some kind, and they all start popping up. And I'm sure that there is some kind of study done somewhere that says, if I show this ad to Natalie 27 times, she's going to buy it on the 28th. So I'm sure there's probably statistics on that as well. But my question to you is, with all the sophistication, and there's so much data out there, and obviously using AI to comb through all this data, is there a way to maybe cross-pollinate this even further when you're learning about the customer, you know, or is it too specific? Like, let me give you an example. Let's say, for example, I hate green slingback shoes. Like, is there a way for AI to realize that I hate green slingback shoes, and it's only going to offer me either black or brown or navy, whatever the case may be?
Yeah. So is green the problem or the type of shoe?
Well, the combination of the two.
It could be a combination. So, you know, what we're trying to do with data, and again, data, exclamation point, is to develop a holistic view of the customer, okay? And so the example that you're giving is, what we're trying to do is we're trying to cross-reference data points to, you know, get deeper insights into what, in this case, what kind of shoe that you would want. So there's a couple areas to focus on for retailers. One is, you know, integrating your data systems. Many use CRMs or customer relationship management systems. Salesforce is one of those small companies that has that. And you can look at things like purchase history. And then for those that are in e-commerce, use the online data, sales data, and start, again, integrating those two data sources in, whether it's a data lake or some kind of APIs that drive you to be able to do that. And you start to understand kind of those cross-channel behaviors. So that's one. Behavioral analytics, web analytics, mobile app usage. Where are you going? What page views are you looking at? How much time are you spending? All of those kind of things. So that's, again, data points. Demographic data. We talked about segmentation earlier. You know, cross-referencing purchase data with demographic information, age, location, gender, things of that nature can help identify trends. Lifestyle and interests. That can be accumulated off of social media. We all know that those things pay attention to what we do, or just the old-fashioned surveys, right? Of asking people. Now, this next one is kind of for e-commerce only. So, you know, time series analysis. So purchase timing. We're coming into the holidays. So that's kind of an easy one for a retailer. You can get to more specificity around the day that you're shopping, Natalie, and the time of day. You know, are you doing it, on the train home from work? Are you doing it, right before you go to bed? Whatever that is, we can start to capture that. And then the frequency and recency of when you do that. So recency, frequency, and monetary analysis, again, helps AI start to capture that. Again, I'll say it a couple times here. The data that you have and the cleanliness of that data is really, really important in driving positive results here. So then we get into kind of some of the old-fashioned stuff, feedback, sentiment analysis. What is purchase data telling us, and are customers giving us feedback about that? You know, anytime I buy something, I'm very shortly thereafter getting an email that says, would you like to give us more information about your purchase and things of that nature. The artificial intelligence is going to capture that information from me, and it's going to build a profile around what I'm, interested in doing. Machine learning, this gets starting to get really sophisticated, but that's an area that can start to identify groups and patterns and things like that. And then same as retention, your loyalty programs are important there.
So I heard a lot about data, 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 and hopefully.
Are you sick of hearing about data yet?
No.
Listen, okay.
I think that that's the right answer. And using AI to help you understand all of this data, right? But this is my question that I've asked this probably before. So we have all this data, we have all of this AI capabilities, all of this analysis, and we're all about hyper-personalization. So is there a possibility, right, that because we're so focused, I want to say we're hyper on hyper-personalization, but is there a way that we are so focused on hyper-personalization that we hyper-personalize ourselves out of the market? So maybe no one's going to, because I don't like green slingback shoes, maybe I won't even get green flat shoes. So is there a way that we become so hyper-focused that we, put ourselves out of the market?
Yeah, I think there, again, it's a fine line between personalizing content and being too personal, if that makes any sense at all. And then you start to talk about things like data privacy and compliance and things of that nature. So AI can anonymize data. Which would certainly help in assuring that personal identifiers get removed, and it allows insight without compromising, individual privacy and things of that nature. It also helps in terms of regulatory compliance, GDPR, CCPA, in managing consent and things of that nature, which brings me to the next point, which is your opt-in, opt-out options. AI can still help you manage those customer preferences, dynamic preference learning. The machine's going to teach itself how to not be too intrusive in what you're looking for. Contextual understanding, they're going to look at behavioral context, act in terms of the context of your interaction with the company, particularly when you're doing it electronically or digitally. Sentiment, we can start to scrape that off of social media to determine, what your reaction to something is going to be. And then it can start to get even more granular with segmentation, adaptive targeting. That's right message, right time, right person, those kind of things. AI will enhance that. Not only enhance it, but it will automate that process, and it's going to make your communication that much better. There's natural language processing, the tone in which you're responding to something. AI can ensure that it remains neutral and respectful to you, and doesn't really get into why don't you want these shoes, type of thing. The voice of the customer is still really important. Customer feedback, A/B testing, all of the things that we talk about in demand generation, in some of the previous episodes, that's still really important. AI is going to make it easier and hopefully better. But it's definitely going to still be a big part of it. And you want, you know, engagement optimization, anti-inundation type of guardrails on a retailer's communication to somebody is going to be important. And, you know, and just to end today's conversation, the one thing that I want to emphasize here is artificial intelligence can still make mistakes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's still important as a retailer that you have somebody that watches that is reviewing content and messaging before it goes out. They can do that and still use AI and do it well, but it's still something that we have to have our eyes on.
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is the same advice we give to those that use, you know, whether it's ChatGPT or your version of an AI program. We have ChatBDO here, but you know what? You always have to reevaluate and make sure that the information that you're getting makes sense at the end of the day. So thank you for that, Rob. And if you found this episode insightful, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues. And don't forget to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts so you could get the retail insights you need to succeed.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60-Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60-Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.